Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. They're completely free. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
You get to create the content at freetalklive.com. All you have to do is submit a link, or you can even submit some text if you'd like. Submit whatever you think is interesting or outrageous or fun, whatever you think our listeners will appreciate and that we would enjoy, and then you get to vote on stuff. You vote on the things you like, and if you like, you can vote down the things you don't like as well. Go to freetalklive.com, and in the aggregate, we'll figure out what our listeners believe to be important, and maybe some of that stuff will make it on the air. Of course, the best way to get your ideas on the air is to pick up the telephone.
It is a talk show.
Call in, yeah, exactly, at 855 453. In fact, we're going to go right back into your phone calls here, and we'll start out with Kathy, listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Hey, Kathy.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Shortly after the 9/11 Benghazi attack, someone had sent me a video, and a YouTube video, and I watched that, and then I just kept doing a search, and I came across a video by Brian Lilly with Sun News up in Canada. It's to actually locate it, you go to Brian Lilly, L-I-L-L-E-Y, YouTube, and you can watch it. It's unbelievable. And basically,
what is it?
It's about the fact, the truth of what happened. This was, I Googled this like a week or two after Benghazi, and it totally tells you that our ambassador, Stevens, was there by himself with one gentleman, and when the fighting started, when the guns started, well, it was actually our two ex-Navy SEALs who saw all these people around the location and started shooting because they were all armed. This was all supposed to be, from this video, you see that this was all supposed to be a swap. Our ambassador, our ambassador was going to be taken hostage. And in this video that came out right after this happened, it talked to relatives of the blind sheikh who's being held in North Carolina. And this, what was going to happen was he was going to be taken, the ambassador was going to be taken hostage and traded for the blind sheikh. But when the
who in the United States government wants to do that? I'm asking you who in the United States government wants to have the U.S. ambassador taken prisoners so that they can then trade the blind sheikh for the ambassador.
Is that what you're saying? Was the government that was behind it, or who was behind this plot?
I'm gonna say from the reporting that the government was behind it. They don't say exactly who was behind it, but it
doesn't make sense.
I mean, the government loves to lock people up. This government has more people locked up than every other country in the world combined.
In Egypt, the relatives of the blind sheikh explained that the whole thing was about him being a hostage so that they could get the blind sheikh back over there to Egypt.
Does anybody speculate why? I don't know whether this is... I can't... Go look at Brian Lilly's conspiracy theories here. But why?
Why would our government want to do this? Because their government... Okay. Besides all the Saudi Arabian cash that flows to all these people who run for elections, which obviously you have to know about, why... I guess because everybody's in the tank for all these people over there, and they wanted the blind sheikh back, so this was the big plan they came up with.
So let me see if I'm clear on this. I don't know who the blind sheikh is, by the way.
He's the guy from the 93 World Trade Center bombing.
Yeah, he was behind the first bombing of the World
Allegedly,
Trade
Center.
So let me see if I've got what you're saying here straight, Kathy, because I have to admit I'm having a tough time following this. So let me just try to recap, and you can correct me if I get something wrong. So the U.S. government's holding this guy, this blind guy. and then they want to let him out, but they don't just want to release him because they want to release him. They want to make it look like they're releasing him because this other guy, this ambassador, has been taken captive. That's the subterfuge here, is that they're setting up this other character to be supposedly captured and then traded for this blind sheik. But that was originally their plot in the beginning because they wanted to let the blind sheik out without anyone knowing that they wanted to let him out. Is that what you're getting at?
He only showed up with one person. He didn't show up with guards. On 9/11, he showed up with one person to help him out.
By the way, I don't really like calling him our ambassador. He's not somebody that works for me. I don't employ him, and I'm not interested in his services. But I get it's an interesting theory. Kathy, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. It doesn't really make any sense, but you know, that's conspiracy land for you. There's all kinds of theories.
And some of them are true and some of them are false. This is the difficulty in dealing with this. I mean, is all you have to do is had one story written about you to realize that journalism stinks. They can't get things right. And they just can't get things right. If you're writing a story from the outside and you're asking people questions, you're always going to get something wrong.
Sometimes they try. They try their best.
I hope they're all
sometimes,
trying their best.
Not always. Let's go to Wolf. He's in Bozeman, Montana, listening to KNNS. Hey, Wolf.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to remind everybody that the Declaration of Independence tells us exactly what the answer to our current situation is. It tells us, it does. It says, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing inevitably to the same object, evidences are designed to reduce them to utter despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and provide guards for the future society. Our founding fathers knew the greatest enemy to America was its government, and today we have the Fourth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Seventh Amendment being violated on a regular basis by our government. We have them spying on us without warrants, which is illegal, and they are to the point where an Obamacare comes in, when we start supplying Syria and we start going into war and we start dealing with the Middle East again and all these false flags, we are going to be the point where we're going to be taxed so much that you and I won't have the time to talk on the radio. We'll be too busy working trying to make a living to pay for these things. So our founding fathers...
Well, I'm not going to. I haven't paid taxes in almost a decade now.
That's great. I agree with you. I believe that's the way it should be. Our founding fathers gave us what we should do on taxes as well. It was taxes and tariffs. It wasn't personal income tax. It wasn't taxes on anything but our property and our what we purchased.
I'm still not interested in paying a tariff either. If I want to do business with somebody in another plot of land, I'm going to do business with them without asking anyone's permission.
Yeah, and who are these founding fathers that didn't even have a majority and, you know, were responsible for the killing of, you know, many people that were indigenous to this land?
Were they perfect? No.
Well, I'm asking you, who are they to claim all the land and then tax it?
Well, they're not. They don't.
Right, that's the point. These old dead white guys wrote a bunch of crap down on pieces of paper. And did the Enlightenment period have more of an understanding of human freedom than perhaps the average individual does today? Yeah, I'll give you that one. Sure.
Yeah.
But I don't think that the rhetorical document, the Declaration of Independence, and the supposed governing document, the United States Constitution, I don't think they did anything other than sort of historically. They really haven't done anything for human freedom today. The United States government.
We don't look because you don't.
I don't have any responsibility.
The Constitution
was proposed by Madison and Jay and Hamilton as in and of itself without the Bill of Rights. Constitution lovers love to point at the Bill of Rights, but the fact is the founding fathers wanted the Constitution a bigger government than the Articles of Confederation.
Right,
the Constitution is a big government document.
Mark, wait, do you understand what the Constitution is?
A big government document.
No. It is a set of shackles that limit the government and what it can do.
Too bad they only made them out of paper.
Right. I mean, why does it have a punishment then? It's the highest law on the land, but there is no punishment for the crime.
Well, hang on. Mark's stepping all over you here. I want to bring you back here if you want to share some more thoughts.
Hang on.
We're going to bring you back here in a moment. Yeah, he's riled up. 855-450-FREE. You can take control.
He said founding fathers too many times for me.
He'll let Wolf here respond to you in a moment, Mark. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You didn't drink any caffeine tonight, did you?
Yeah, I did.
You did.
Dr. Pepper.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live's live Saturday show. You can also bring up anything.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here at 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. That is the point of Free Talk Live. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You can follow us via email, Facebook, Twitter, Google+. Although right now you can't follow us via Facebook because we're banned at least for another day and a half. But you can sign up for any of those things over at news.freetalklive.com. There are links there to Google and Twitter and Facebook, and there's a sign-up box for the email list. So go to news.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go. I just got a big package from ManVentureOutpost.com getting ready for the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up in, well, tomorrow for us. And if you want to get the name brands at the best prices, this is the place to do it. Every time I've ever gone to ManVentureOutpost.com, I've done a little comparison shopping, and every single item I've ever been able to find is the lowest price at ManVentureOutpost.com. Surely there's one item there that isn't the lowest price, but you're going to have a heck of a time finding it. It includes things like scopes, binoculars, ammunition, laser sights, boating equipment, tents, apparel, archery, firearm accessories, water purification, whatever you need for the outdoor enthusiast in your life, be it you or someone else, it's at ManVentureOutpost.com. It's ManVentureOutpost.com.
We were talking with Wolf in Bozeman, Montana, about the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. He called it shackles for the government. And in theory, that was the idea, was the Constitution was supposed to be a set of rules for the government guys to follow, and the Bill of Rights was intended to outline some of those rights that they were supposed to respect. But, of course, we know that it didn't really work. Those shackles were not very effective. Wolf, go ahead with your thoughts. I want to make sure you had a chance to get them out.
Yep, it's great. Mark, you said that there was no provision for punishment in the Constitution. I beg to differ. Article 3, Section 2, Paragraph 3. Nope. Says the trial of all crimes except in the case of impeachment shall be by jury. And with over 1,600 rulings on jury nullification, we, the people, can punish our government. We ceded that right in the Civil War and in the Great Depression. We gave it up for a little security, and guess where we're at today, where we can't even bring a suit against the government without millions of dollars. The Constitution, I'm not saying these guys were angels. I'm not saying they were perfect people. The problem lies in the mirror, and we need to look in the mirror.
Yes.
The problem lies in the mirror, and you said it was done by the people in the Great Depression and during the Civil War. I mean, I wasn't alive then. You're lumping me in with a bunch of people.
At this point, Mark, here's the deal. We need to take the government back. We need to punish
them. How do you do that?
Well, you got to remember, on the harsh side of things, we could pull out all the stops and the guns. There's only 1.5 million of them, and the FBI has said that there's 25 million armed Americans if we want to get radical.
That's not going to solve anything.
But that's not going to solve anything.
All that's going to do is leave people to fill a vacuum of power, the most violent will rise to the top again.
This is where our voice of reason, where our actions, where our suits, where if America stood up and started prosecuting everybody and demanding them, if we started recalling politicians, impeaching politicians,
it's a fantasy.
You have to have
who's
a reality.
Who's
going to
do that? I mean,
why would the government go after the government?
Right, they're working for these politicians.
That's the point. We have what is considered a grand jury, and the grand jury decides who goes after what. We still rely upon the government to do it, and that is the problem. But we have to start somewhere.
Grand jury do what you're suggesting and bring government officials up on charges.
Actually, in the state of Montana, we are setting up a grand jury because we have a grand jury, and though we cannot punish them, arrest them, or do anything, we can bring this out. We can take it to the people. We can show
them
the people have power.
Just a point of clarification, when you say you're setting up a grand jury, you mean like some sort of a common law court, or what are you getting at?
Yes.
What are you getting at there?
Yes. We are attempting to establish the lawful, I didn't say legal, I said lawful means of establishing a grand jury where we bring the crimes of politicians to the forefront and attempt to bring it in the media by placing it on billboards and ads. We are putting our money where our mouth is, and we are attempting this. All right. And you ask, what can we do? Well, I ask you the same question. What can we do? What is our
recourse? Oh, I have an answer.
Without picking, please go ahead.
My
hand on the wall.
I hope that this thing works for you, man. I hope the grand jury thing you're talking about there in Montana works, and I hope you'll let us know.
I hope you don't end up in jail.
I hope you'll let us know how that process goes. Well, sometimes, Mark, you have to go to jail in order to be more free.
Just saying.
In the long run. Sometimes the path to freedom leads to a cell. Now, Wolf, what I would suggest is, if you love liberty, if you love the idea of freedom, that people should be able to live their life how they want as long as they don't harm anyone else, and if you're willing to stand up for the freedom of others... then you really owe it to yourself to look at the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, because the idea is to create an intentional community of people who love liberty and who are willing to take action to concentrate themselves in one geographic area. And that geographic area was chosen to be New Hampshire in a vote of 10 states. There are currently over 1,100 people here as part of the Free State Project. Over 14,000 have signed up. We want to reach 20,000 signers. And if we can get enough liberty-minded people all in the same place, what we've seen so far is it's incredibly effective. We actually can get people elected who care about liberty, who are willing to put in, you mentioned jury nullification. New Hampshire is the only state that I'm aware of that actually has a jury nullification law that legalizes the use of jury nullification.
But through by a free stater representative?
1906, Montana did it. 1906, Montana Supreme Court made a ruling that said that the jury not only has the right to rule on the case, they have the right to rule on the law itself.
Well, there's been lots of rulings on jury nullification. That's not a law passed through legislation.
Yeah, this is a legislative act.
Well, actually, we're going further than that. We're allowed to have citizens' initiatives here, and we are going to have a constitutional initiative that will put that on the law that is being written in this.
I sincerely hope that you do it.
We are trying. We are doing talking about.
Montana is in the middle of the pact as far as Mercatus Center's studies on free estates. I mean, it's, you know, in the 20s.
Hmm.
And New Hampshire's been number one, on average throughout. I mean, it's a nicer starting point, right?
I don't know. I am sitting here looking out over the beauty of the mountains and the Big Sky Country, and I have to think that this is the better place. But I understand and I agree with all the laws and the rules that you're talking about, why your state was chosen.
Yeah.
A lot of us can't pick up and move. We are here trying to do and establish
the same thing. Why can't you pick up and move?
Oh, no. Because I love it in this area of the woods.
Gotcha. And, if you like the scenery, then enjoy the chains, and good luck with trying to free yourself from them. Wolf, for the call. I thank you.
Let us know the progress. I want to know.
Keep us in the loop there.
I hope for everybody the best. I don't think you can have progress with a concept like the Free State Project without people, libertarian types, people, dedicated people like Wolf, being willing to pick up and move.
Right. If you're not willing to move.
Do you think I wanted to leave Sarasota, Florida?
Right. If you're not willing to move, maybe you aren't as dedicated as you might think that you are.
Maybe. I think family, business. Those
there's
are
mountains
reasons.
Here too. We've got mountains. Yep. We've got an ocean. There's mountains. Pretty. It's very pretty here. You know, it's pretty everywhere. That's the thing. It was pretty in Sarasota, Florida, where we live. Very pretty there. And nice and warm, too. But the thing is, there's all these people that want to control you down there. And maybe that's better in Montana. I believe that it probably is. It's probably better in Montana than it is in Florida, as far as freedom is concerned. Isn't Florida more like down toward like the 30 range on the top 50 states?
Are you just asking me to come from memory?
Yeah.
I can't tell you.
855-450-FREE, what's your solution? Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces the door's Armor's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled EZARMOR.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Plus, we've got Skype. You may connect with us via that method if you prefer. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Don't forget, you can get tuned into our live streams online at listen.freetalklive.com. Broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of our show are available for you, and they're all free and available around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing on our streams. In addition to that, we've got a bunch of great radio stations, over 115 of them from coast to coast. Plus, we're on XM Satellite Radio, as well as free-to-air satellite, which you can receive anywhere in North and Central America with no monthly fee. You can learn more about it over at listen.freetalklive.com. The free-to-air satellite channel is brought to you by Bitcoin. Plus, we've got a webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and get tuned in that way. So many choices. All Free Talk Live at listen.freetalklive.com.
It's the biggest liberty-oriented event of the year. It's Freedom Fest. Speakers include luminaries like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and many, many more. If you haven't heard, the venue's been changed. Freedom Fest will be held from July 10th through the 13th. That's less than a month from now at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. There's nothing like Freedom Fest. It's huge, and it's held in the heart of capitalism. Get your tickets and hotel rooms now. They're booking fast. I'll be there representing Free Talk Live. This is an event you don't want to miss. Go to freedomfest.com. Get registered now like I have. It's going to be exciting. Freedomfest.com.
Let's go back to the phones and the fun. Nick, listening to WLNI in Virginia. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for taking my call. The thing I just wanted to talk about really was Syria. And I think that foreign policy is one of those areas where I think we tend to see both political parties are pretty much the same. I mean, it was kind of disappointing to sort of see President Obama's rhetoric on the wars and stuff. And at least in my opinion, I think he's, you know, pretty much continued the same thing that George Bush done.
Absolutely.
But specifically to Syria, I mean, you know, we have people from both political parties talking about how we need to arm the rebels and, you know, we need to spread this freedom and stuff. But, you know, I remember a time, you know, just studying from history, when we armed the rebels against the Soviet Union during the Cold War, and it turned out
I have never armed a rebel. Just like to point out, I'm not involved in this, but go ahead.
This is Ian's pet peeve is the word we. These are the same people, though. I mean, they're fighting Al-Qaeda supposedly in Afghanistan and Pakistan. They're arming Al-Qaeda, or preparing to arm. They're certainly...
Or our government armed Osama bin Laden back in the 70s and against the Soviet Union. That sounded like a good idea at the time, but look how that turned out. So I think that really... we're just kind of quick to jump into conflicts to spread democracy. And the other thing is that, you know, there are plenty of other countries that aren't free. I mean, Saudi Arabia, you know, isn't free, but, you know, we're not calling them they there. So I don't know what the criteria is for, like, where we pick countries to basically invade or arm rebels or things.
Now, when you're saying we, you mean the federal government, right? Because I'm not involved in any of this stuff.
But you can kind of root for your team in that particular. You can say, well, I think this is right or I think this is wrong. And
I don't have a team. There's no dog in this fight.
Well,
for me.
I've got to say that I feel really bad for a lot of the civilians and people that are being harmed over in Syria.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I really don't like that. And I have a solution. Now, this is a solution, obviously, we can't implement. I can only give the solution, and no one will ever give me the opportunity to implement it. But my solution is, and this is going to be shocking to people, the solution is never, ever, ever get involved in some other country's internal disputes or disputes between other countries. But leave the border open so that refugees and people that wish to help refugees can come to the United States and make a better life for themselves. And... you don't make it so that any taxpayer has to support these people. They just come here and they live the American dream. And if somebody wants to support them initially, like the Lutherans tend to do, let them do it.
While we're at it, let's just abolish the federal government entirely, too.
Yeah, and I mean, I just think, I mean, really, you know, I'm really interested in foreign policy, and I think I was listening to you guys earlier, and you were talking about how the political winds changed with sort of like the NSA thing, you know, like when Bush was president, Republicans were all for, you know, sort of like the police state, and now that, you know, the Democrats in office, you know, Democrats are now all of a sudden in favor of it, or it seems like a majority of them are, and I think it really works, you know, with foreign policy, and the other thing, and then I'll get off after this, is that, you know, just the notion that, you know, that people attack us because, you know, we, that the United States has McDonald's or, you know,
ridiculous.
Or whatever. It's that, you know, I mean, sure, I mean, I'm sure there's some radicals out there that that just want to kill people, but,
yeah,
you know.
They've also got McDonald's and pop music in South Korea as well, and they aren't suffering the same sorts of attacks. Thanks for the call tonight, Nick. Appreciate the thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Mark,
I wanted to mention these for Freedom in the 50 States thing we were talking
about. From Mercatus?
The Mercatus Center. It's freedominthe50states.org.
You were wrong about Montana.
Well, yeah, in this current iteration, the problem is, I was comparing apple, you know, you sort of asked me some numbers and comparing apples to oranges. I was giving New Hampshire's rating over all of their ratings over like a decade. Currently, New Hampshire's number 4, and I'd like to see that go up. And Jason Sorens, one of the authors of this study, has said that it will probably go up in the next one back to number 1. But currently, Montana's at number 12 overall. And
not bad.
Yeah, I think it certainly could be. It could be better.
And I asked about Florida. I thought it was in the 30s, but I was wrong about that.
But Montana dropped 2 slots just like New Hampshire did. So. Mm-hmm.
But Florida was in the 20s. Is that right?
Yeah, Florida's in the 20s. And I have always felt Florida never get proper representation in this because much of the taxation here is applied per capita and to, you know, sort of study the fiscal freedom. But much of the taxation of Florida is heaped upon the heads of Americans that visit places like Disneyland and SeaWorld.
So we go to Ben, listening in Westboro, Virginia, to WLNI. Hey, Ben.
Hi, how are you today?
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I was doing a little listening to you guys the other day talking about this NSA business. And I'll give you a quick background. I'm a former Virginia State Trooper. And after I left state police, I went to work selling long distance back in the 80s. And part of my training was I had to go to a switch. And the switch was actually located in Greensboro, North Carolina. The guy who was training me, his name was Tim, but he was from Pakistan. But the thing that just kind of hit me between the eyes, at that switch, he could pull up any call that was going on at any time and listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting there, and Tim just pulled up a random call. It was these two women, and they were talking about the mad sex they had the previous night. Now, neither here nor there. But that hit me. I'm like, you know, this is just wrong at its core, because these people are having a private conversation, nobody else's business. And, you know, as this training went on, Tim, the way the switch works is you have a trunk, and each trunk has 1,000 lines. The switch that we had had 10 trunks. But as the trunk went in, they also had to run a separate line, and this is according to Tim, this line went directly to the federal government.
And this was in the 1980s?
This was in 1986. That's when I left the state police.
Wow.
And you see, the odd thing is my dad is a 100% disabled veteran, and bless his heart, I took him to the D-Day Memorial today in Bedford, and it's a wonderful place. If you ever get a chance to go, I recommend you go.
Bedford what?
Bedford, Virginia.
Okay.
But he, whenever he retired from the military, he used to talk, as a matter of fact, I always thought he was just a doddering old man. He would get on the phone with the dial tone in his ear and scream at the federal government.
I am going to do that tonight. I've got some things to say.
And he would say them, too. And I used to, you know, keep off his rocker. But, you know, after I went to that training, he is so far off his rocker.
Oh, it's a great story, Ben. I appreciate you sharing that tonight. Thank you.
I love that.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's got to be a shocker, right? I mean, we're talking about the mid-1980s. They're moving those lines to the federal government.
It makes more sense than writing your congressman, frankly.
Shouting to the phone?
Yeah, shouting into a dial tone. I mean, you know, they probably are. Yeah. I don't know if they're listening, but
it's as effective.
It's as effective. At least as effective as writing a congresswriter.
855-450-FREE. Of course, people are loading up the phones for the final segment. We'll do our best to get
as always.
Keep it short. More coming up here. The remaining moments of Free Talk Live, pre-Pork Fest, are coming up next.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Going to give you the number because the phone lines are loaded. You couldn't get through anyway. If you don't get on tonight, it's all right. We do this show 7 nights per week. So if you feel like you, A, didn't get on at all, or B, didn't get enough time to discuss the issue of your preference, call again because we do this thing again tomorrow night. We're going to be live. I will not be on the show, but Mark, you host the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live, along with Stephanie and Brian, and you guys are going to be doing the show live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival on Porkfest Eve from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, presuming all of our technical issues, you know, if presuming there are no technical issues, and usually we can get it working. So if we can't get it working, then we're in big trouble. So hopefully we'll be talking to you tomorrow night and every night during the week live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, to learn more about where we're going to be. In fact, there's somebody who's on the road to Porkfest right now. David is on the line calling. Where are you right now, David?
I'm still in Kentucky. I passed the border a couple hours ago, so I'm heading my way up.
Where are you coming from? Are you coming from Kentucky or somewhere else?
No, I'm coming from South Texas, actually.
Oh, wow, cool. And are you driving alone? Do you have like a carpool or a convoy or anything?
No, I'm alone.
Okay, so what do you want to talk about?
That guy was talking about the Montana stuff and everything. You know, it's nice to say that, you know, we're going to grand jury, or we're going to indict the government, or we're going to, you know, bring them to terms on the issue. But people forget, I've been listening to School Sucks on the way up here, and, you know, people forget that the government's already got, you know, a civilian army of indoctrinated soldiers, pretty much. You know, people that, you know, they won't fight for them, but they at least, you know, they think that, you know, it's a safety blanket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are not going to easily let go of the idea of the state. And I don't think that it's a bad idea what he's saying, promoting the terrible things the government does, buying advertising, trying to promote it to the media. I think that's all well and good. I'm just skeptical of how effective it's going to be.
It seems like the same old battle plan from the libertarians that has failed for decades.
Without having like a serious concentration of activists, not just a handful, but I mean thousands of activists in one area, which, of course, is the point of the Free State Project. Now, are you a Free State Project participant, David?
No, I'm not yet. I've never been to New Hampshire before.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't want to I didn't want to, you know, stick to it if I'd never been there.
All right, fair enough. Well, you're going to have an interesting experience.
Sign up this weekend, don't worry.
Yeah, this is going to be the Pork Fest X. It's the 10th one, so it's going to be a great one to attend.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Right on. Well, hey.
I posted on the Facebook, and then earlier in the week I posted on Free State Project Facebook also.
Fantastic. Well, it is an exciting event. We'll look forward to seeing you there, and drive safe. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's continue here again. Porkfest.com is where we're going starting tomorrow. Mark is in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hey, Mark.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I'll just be quick about this, but there's been a lot of talk about this immigration reform situation, and one of the main arguments for those that don't want to let it happen is that there's too many criminals that come across the border. Well, an easy way to keep criminals from coming across the border is to get rid of the ridiculous war on drugs, because,
yep,
you know, the cartels, I mean, if you're worried about these people from the cartels, that would be the main way to keep people that are criminals from coming across, and it would allow those that are coming here to live the American dream.
You're absolutely right about that, Mark. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts from the bathroom. 855-450-FREE.
Look, I'm your father.
Either that or he's calling from a warehouse or something. Pretty echoey in there. But, yeah, he's absolutely right. I mean, the war on drugs is a huge factor in bringing criminal types to the United States from other countries, and it's a major factor in why there's so much violence down near the southern border. So legalize drugs, and all of a sudden you're going to have fewer violent attacks, and you're also going to just have fewer bad guys around, because once it's legal, then you can go and buy drugs at Walgreens or your favorite drugstore. Let's go to Doug, listening to KTGO in North Dakota. Doug.
Gentlemen, evening. Hey, I was just going to say I'm up here in North Dakota, and we've got we're in the middle of a reservoir of people from all 50 states, all different persuasions, all different colors, all different beliefs, all different backgrounds, and there's a good core group of people up here that are trying to promote and push forward an agenda that is going to, like, at least slow down or at least wake up and bring to the attention of just how far down the road and just how bad the federal government is obstructing our ability to operate freely and to have a free and fair and peaceful commerce between good folks. And so I just wanted to let you know that I thought you were a little hard on Wolf, and you know,
North Dakota is number one currently. North Dakota is number one currently on the Freedom of the 50 States chart, and Montana's 12. I mean, I'm just trying to look at reality here.
There's a lot of messes up here. One of my running jokes I tell people is that North Dakota's main and largest import is desperation, because there's people who have just run to the end of their rope, and they didn't read a travel brochure and said, "Oh, I'm going to go to North Dakota." No, they clicked it off and said, you know, they ran through their option tree maybe two or three times, and they said, "Okay, I guess I got to go to North Dakota." What an interesting place to be in an interesting time. And I just wanted to, you know, guys, say thanks for being on here. You know, you've got a big range.
Oh, we're losing your cell phone, Doug. I appreciate your call tonight.
North Dakota, we need more cell phone towers.
It's good to be on in Tioga there. I appreciate being on the air on that. It's a great station, KTGO, that airs us quite a bit. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here. Now, were we a little harsh with Wolf? And the reason I am that way is because I just feel like people in a lot of places have this unrealistic expectation for success. That, okay, yeah, you've got a group of people, and they're trying something new and different, and they're, you know, in the case of Wolf's call, trying to put together some kind of grand jury and then advertise it and hope that the media picks it up and hope that people do something with that, I guess. You know, everybody's got their plot as to how they're going to change things, and it just never really panned out. In Florida, for me, it never panned out. And the reason why is because a core group isn't enough. You've got to have a popular message. You've got to have a message that resonates with people, that you've got to have a large group, a group that amounts into the hundreds, if not thousands, of people. And that's the purpose behind the Free State Project, is to take people like the last caller and Wolf and others who actually are willing to get active for freedom and concentrate their activism in one area, because as that last last gentleman pointed out, there are a lot of problems. There are a lot of problems everywhere. New Hampshire has a lot of problems, too. It has fewer problems, I think, than a lot of other places, say, like California or New York. And if you're in a place like California or New York, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Montana, these are all better choices for you as far as relocation is concerned. But if you want to relocate, if you want to be in a place where there are other people who are active and who aren't just, you know, scrambling to try to get someone's attention, but are actually getting elected, that's happening here. People are winning elections who love liberty in New Hampshire. The Libertarian Party can't claim that pretty much anywhere else in the country. And they're winning as both Republicans and Democrats here as well. FreeStateProject.org to learn more about that. Richard's on the line in Mobile, Alabama, listening to WABH-FM. Hey, Richard.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir.
So I just wanted to briefly talk about the NSA scandal. First, a little background on myself. I'm a neurologist down here, and I'm a lifelong student of government. I served as a Boys Nation vice president back in high school, the same thing that Bill Clinton did way back in the 60s when he met John F. Kennedy. And
you got 1 minute.
Through college.
Okay, you got 1 minute.
So the NSA and the scandal that has been emerging now is just proof positive that both parties are complicit in the military-industrial complex that Truman warned us all about. You look at both sides of the coin here, and basically the only interests that are being represented are not the interests of the American people in terms of keeping us safe from terrorism. It is about money, power, and control. Major business interests in the United States have all of this data. They can sell it to the government for billions of dollars, which they're doing, and then the government is compiling it in order to make a dossier of every single person in the country and abroad. That's the bottom line.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean,
like
governments
right.
love information. They compile information. They just love it.
They shuffle it around. They put it on paper.
They hire a bunch of people to collate it.
Right. But it shows exactly how in bed they are with the major corporate interests.
That's absolutely
that
true.
That have a vested interest in controlling the citizenry of the United States.
And the corporations have an interest in them, too, because if they give the politicians enough money, then they'll keep other upstarts and innovators out of their industry and keep them locked in their
exactly.
positions. Thanks,
absolutely.
Richard, for the call, man. We're short on time. I want to make sure we can sneak Eric in here in Kansas. Eric, go ahead. Final thoughts in like 20 seconds.
Well, I'm just calling about the former Virginia trooper's dad, saying he's not off his rocker, and that's true. But today, thanks to the 1996 Telecommunications Act, you don't even have to wait for the dial tone. The requirements were implemented in 2001. Where they
you mean to start shouting at the government because they're listening to you. Eric, thank you for the call tonight. We got to run. We'll see you tomorrow from Porkfest 2013. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Online Bitcoin Poker at sealedwithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealedwithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealedwithclubs.eu. No seals or marks. The venue is advertising.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.